What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Monday, January 23rd, 2017, getting on down to the end of the month here and getting into the winter. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. A quick reminder that tomorrow, Wayne Madsen will be our on-air guest. He's got a new book out about CIA front companies and new information about blackmail going on by the CIA in the highest levels of our own government. So we're going to be talking about that as well here. And it looks like we've got a caller waiting on the line already. Mary in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mary, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. What's on your mind?
Yeah, my phone's a little cracked. I was just, like, hoping that Trump's going to shut down this violence. I mean, I don't know if you saw some of it with that women's march yesterday.
Yeah, I did.
Insanity.
I did.
It was just disgusting.
Well, I'm go ahead.
Go ahead. That's okay. It's just, like, people, these celebrities are, well, especially, I'm going to say Madonna. I mean, she's like, I dream of blowing up the white. I mean, some of these celebrities have really lost me. They're just like, I'm going to boycott anything from them, you know, anything, even if it's free, because they're just so childish and immature, and they're inciting violence. Whether they,
yes, they
you know,
are.
Like Cher says she's not, but they're inciting violence. And then she said on Twitter, you know, F Donald Trump and F the Secret Service.
Madonna actually set up these news networks for some major FCC fines because they were covering her live. And she's out there with the F word over and over again. They didn't bleep her out. I mean, in theory.
I know. It's like, lady, you know, you're 60. She's in her 60s now, correct? It's
somewhere like, up there. I don't know.
Did you learn other vocabulary? Can you speak other words than the F word? I mean, at this point, I'm so tired of hearing it. I did see some of the Alex Jones coverage on the march yesterday, and they were just screaming at him, you're white male, F you this and F you that. That's all they would say to him. They would never stop and have an intellectual discussion with anybody.
Well, I think Trump's best course of action, obviously we want to see the violence contained, but I think Trump's just going to let these people scream and yell and discredit themselves in the eyes of the public. Because they're not winning any popular support with this. I'm starting to think that one of the reasons all these has-been celebrities are out there screaming so much isn't that Donald Trump won. It's all of a sudden having to realize that nobody really cares what their opinion is about anything anymore.
They don't. And, you know, it's been happening for a while because, I mean, listening to the majority, not just Madonna, but Ashley Judd talking about feminine products and some other celebrities talking about it.
Yeah.
Just the words that they were saying were just gross, and I don't consider myself a feminist, even though I'm a woman. I'm a humanist. I'm for anybody. I look at people individually and assess them for the content of their character, like Martin Luther King says. You know, it doesn't
absolutely
matter. It's the content of anyone's character that attracts me, nothing else.
Well, long, long ago, when feminism was about equal pay for equal work, equal access to education,
No.
There was a time when feminism actually had a good purpose behind it. And back then, I was a supporter and a part of it. There's a wonderful book, though, by a lady named Christine Hobbs Sommers. And she wrote this wonderful book, Who Stole Feminism?, in which she chronicles how the original equity feminist movement, which was all about equal pay and equal credit and all and things we could get behind, got hijacked by a bunch of political opportunists who turned it into gender feminism as part of the larger game of identity politics. And just went into this, you know, all men are rapists nonsense and all this other, which... They just get more and more extreme, and past a certain point, you come to understand they're saying these things to be shocking just to get people to pay attention to them.
People
aren't paying attention anymore.
No, they're just like, yeah. And I do remember reading that book a while ago, and it's been hijacked. That's why I say now I'm a humanist, because feminism has been hijacked. And yes, it's like, we can't leave the men out of this either. I mean, it's not fair to, like, you know, say men. You know, there's a lot of men that are poor of different cultures and stuff, and, like, why are we dissing them? I don't believe in doing that.
Again, in the early days of feminism, when it was all about equity feminism, men who were supportive of the movement were welcome. And then all of a sudden, the gender feminists took over and said, "You get out of here. You're a male. All men are potential rapists, and that's all they are." And they alienated the support coming from the males in this country, and they just kept getting more and more extreme. You had Andrea Dworkin was out there saying that feminists should randomly kill men to teach us to be appropriately
crazy.
Fearful, keep us in our place.
Yeah,
yeah, it real and
it's
now
it's
peaking. Yeah, it's peaking now, and people are looking at it and saying, these people, they're crazy. Nothing that they're saying makes any sense whatsoever. Now, Mary, give me a second here, because we're going to do a shout out to our on air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network.
But
we're going to be going into some examples about some of this stuff a little bit later here.
Okay, I just want to shout out real quick to Ron Gibson, because I'm a YouTuber, and he puts you on every day along with Alex, which is great. So I found out about you, and I really think you're a chill guy, and you have a great resume. And I'm, like, really impressed with your show. I mean, I watch it every day. You know, and if I can't watch it every day, I catch it when I can. And I'm also hoping that, you know, Donald Trump gets wind of you. I know he's got wind of other, you know, I would call them independent media or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't want to call them alternate. I think it's just independent people doing their thing. And I really hope he gets wind of you, because when I got wind of you, I'm like, this guy is really chill. I mean, I just like that you're calm and you focus on the facts, which is really, really, really fantastic. So it was great to talk to you. I don't want to hog you. And I'm looking forward to listening to tomorrow's show with Wayne Mattson. I adore him. He's so smart.
Yeah,
and
he's
be a great
got some
show.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm really looking forward to it. So nice to meet you, and have a great, let's hope this is going to be a great year for us, Michael.
I think it really is. I think we're seeing the corporate media dissolve itself. Donald Trump would be perfectly justified in bringing some of these antitrust, anti-monopoly laws against the corporate media to basically break them on up. Anyway, Mary, we're going to let you go.
All right, Michael. You take care. Thank you so much.
And we're going to switch over to Ken in Fort Worth. Aloha, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, they had some gals from Hawaii riding in the cowboy parade in Fort Worth a couple weeks ago. That's far, far west. Hey, go look at the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. You can read it.
Okay.
It was kind of cute. They had their own dresses, and they rented some horses. Let's say stuck them on it. Baggage department. Anyway, I got a question for you. Was Kennedy's limo or Trump's new limo, which one was longer? Which one's longer? That's the question. And also, Eisenhower and Trump both went from private citizens right to the presidency.
Yes, that's certainly true. And
there's other ones, but you can hunt it and you can find out which ones. But
okay.
Best to. Talk to you later. Nice talking. Bless you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Ralph in New York City. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Say Happy New Year to you. It's been a while to call you. And I want to ask you a question. What does the TPP agreement that Trump just signed today mean for the country right away? Would that take effect
No. He did not sign the TPP. He signed an executive order pulling out of the TPP. And that's a really, really good thing. Because the TPP and the TTIP were both instruments of this enforced economic globalism. One of the things a lot of people were very concerned about, and the reason it had actually stalled, it was an attempt to, first of all, ban GMO labeling all over the world, and then to force other countries to buy America's GMO agriculture, which they don't want. So basically, Donald Trump just pulled the plug on all of that nonsense.
And Obamacare, what would it mean now he just signed executive orders on that?
Well, they're going to tear that down, and they're going to replace it with something. We have to be careful that people who lost their previous health insurance when Obamacare came along, somebody's going to have to pick that back up again. Some of these insurance companies might look at these older, chronically ill people and say, well, we don't want to sell you coverage, so there has to be something there. But the very first thing that Donald Trump ought to do is simply remove those IRS penalties for not having an Obamacare-compliant insurance policy so that people can go on out and find policies that actually work for their unique circumstance and situation. One of the biggest, most arrogant things we see coming from government, and for that matter, large corporations, is they treat every single human as if they're an identical carbon copy of the one next to them, and it doesn't work that way. That's why certain medications will have serious side effects for a certain part of the population, like prescription antidepressants. Only a certain segment of the population are being driven crazy by them, but that's because these people are genetically and biochemically different than the rest of the population. The same thing with other vaccine side effects. We're all slightly unique in our biochemistry. I mean, look at the issue of blood typing. So we have to be very, very careful about that.
Exactly. I mean, because me as a former, Desert Storm veteran myself, going back in the 90s, when I go to the VA, I see all my fellow comrades and guys in my platoon that are really jacked up really bad. And their fear about what's going to happen with Trump in office, you know, these people got Medicaid, they got Medicare, and they fear what's going to happen. So I just want to ask your opinion, what would this affect for a lot of us who are veterans?
Well, we don't really know yet. And remember, the corporate media has been putting out a lot of absolute nonsense that if Donald Trump wins, he'll do this, he'll do that. And apparently our school system is having to deal with all these traumatized children who were fed all this pro-Hillary propaganda all last year. And now Trump has won the election and they're all traumatized. They actually believe all these things that they've been told. And we don't really know until Trump starts taking action. Then we've got something that we can go on. But I can't imagine that Donald Trump, especially when he's talking about a stronger U.S. military, even though it's going to be pulled back to the United States, I don't see him turning his back on the veterans. Certainly, we have to
even
look
at the disabled, right?
Yeah, especially the disabled. I think we need to look back on the last 8 years where the government gave a lot of lip service about we're going to take care of our veterans. And then you look at what actually happened to them, just being ignored. The paperwork was a mess. They were fudging the records to make it look like these people were getting medical care and they weren't. They were just being put out to pasture in the hope that they would die. And let's put it this way. It could hardly be any worse under Trump than it was under Obama, and that gives us every expectation that it'll be better.
Is he any better than Ronald Reagan back in the 80s, or he will be a lot better?
I think he's going to be a lot better because you need to remember that Ronald Reagan was hired as an actor to play the president, and behind him was George Herbert Walker Bush actually calling most of the shots, especially during Reagan's second term when the Alzheimer's began to set in.
Exactly. All right. I'm everyone fearful because Trump in office now, they're fear of people living on Social Security disability, they're getting Medicare and Medicaid from the government.
Yeah,
they fear with him in office something can happen.
They're afraid of an illusion. They're afraid of this illusion of what Trump is going to do that was put out by the Hillary Clinton campaign and the corporate media. And the corporate media have not learned their lesson. They're still out there spinning and distorting and twisting. And you need to basically see what Trump himself is going to say and do and stop being afraid of these painted monsters on the wall, courtesy of CNN, MSNBC, and so forth.
Right, exactly. All right, Mike, you're beautiful. Thank you very much for your help. I tell all the veterans that I spoke to you.
All right, well, thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Mike, you're beautiful. Thank you.
We're going to switch over to Bob in Las Vegas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. Mike, I'm a little worried about this electoral reform. I know it's President Trump's first business day, and I know you sent a letter to the White House, so thank you for that. But it just seems like electoral reform is just not a priority. I haven't heard anything, and you've said it before, the corporate media and even Fox, the one day that I watched it on the inauguration, they completely ignore and dismiss the whole issue of fraud, and it's even when it's mentioned that Hillary won the popular vote, this claim goes unchallenged. It's left unchallenged. So,
oh, absolutely. The reason for that, is very simple. This centralized, tabulating, privately owned company, it goes by the handle Voters News Service, although they're constantly changing their name because they don't want a lot of attention. It's owned by the TV news networks and a couple of key papers, the Washington Post and the New York Times, I think. And they're part of the problem of the rigged election. So, of course, they're never going to report on it. They're always going to say that even the mere suggestion our elections aren't honest is an attack on democracy. Now, fixing this crooked election system probably can sit on a back burner for, I'd say, about 6 months. But Donald Trump is already talking about his 2020 campaign. He's already come up with the slogan, Keep America Great. At some point, he's going to have to deal with this, because I'm sure he and his advisors are smart enough to realize that the vote riggers are going to double down next election. They're going to try twice as hard. They're going to have twice as many dead voters. They're going to have twice as many illegal immigrants. They're going to rig twice as many of the electronic voting machines. Unless we get a system in place where all of these means of cheating are just designed out of it. And I did write this article. And in fact, if you go up to the top of my main page, that little submenu of gray, it's now in the first slot. How to have honest elections. And I don't claim this system is perfect, but it certainly makes it much more difficult to cheat an election and much harder to hide it, as opposed to our current system, which frankly seems like it's designed to facilitate stealing elections and to hide the same. And we got to get rid of it. We've got to absolutely replace it.
Absolutely. Well, please keep us posted on any response that you may receive from the White House.
I certainly will.
Mike, last question. Can you explain, I don't know, either on this broadcast or in the future, what the whole Arab Spring was about? Because I'm confused, because I consider myself, you know, pretty knowledgeable about the world and international relations, and it just seems like the U.S., they had these secular leaders like Mubarak in Egypt, who were, I would say they were doing the U.S.'s bidding, maybe not as much as the U.S. would like, but what was the whole idea of getting rid of these guys, and in Tunisia as well, and replacing them with Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt and these other Islamist parties in Tunisia and elsewhere? I'm confused. What's the end game in this whole thing?
Well, unfortunately, there is no end to any of this. What it is the United States would see a given country where the pro-U.S. leaders have brought the people to the edge of a rebellion. And rather than let it happen and wind up with an independent government that is not going to do what the U.S. says, the U.S. tries to get ahead of the revolution. They send in non-governmental organizations, and they basically try and hijack the genuine political uprising and steer it in a direction that puts their puppets into power. And we saw that in Iran in 1953, Chile in 1973. They tried to do it again in Iran in 2009, but the Iranian people were very happy with Ahmadinejad and certainly did not warm to the idea of the son of the Shah returning to the peacock throne. And so that's been that whole color revolution, Arab Spring. That's just a collective name for all of these covert operations to overthrow the democratically elected governments of these countries and basically set up a system where the people no longer are able to democratically choose their leaders. And then they plop somebody in there who's kept in there with rigged elections like Poroshenko in Ukraine to do the U.S. bidding. But it's starting to really come apart. It looks like the U.S. is on basically getting out of Syria, going to be getting out of Yemen. Donald Trump does not go along with all these covert overthrows because he understands it's undermining America's reputation around the world. More importantly, it makes trade difficult when the country you're trying to trade with, especially for their oil, understands the government is trying to overthrow their leadership in order to get a discount on the oil. That makes business negotiations very difficult.
Oh, Mike, did you see Russia's use of their long-range bombers to bomb the rebels in Syria, the terrorists in Syria, in Deir ez-Zor? I think it was may have been a response to what the U.S. did with the B-2s in Libya. In fact, Bree Hume on Fox was saying, oh, this was done to send a message to Beijing and Moscow, as if Putin was shaking in his boots because of the U.S. sent some B-2s to Libya. But this may have been a response to that, though, what Russia just did.
Well, the Russia issue has just changed dramatically. I need to let you go. Got to take a break.
Thanks,
for commercials.
Mike.
We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Tim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
I'm a big supporter of the product. 2 winters ago, I had, between November and March, I had 5 head colds, and each time it was like a 2-week ordeal. Last winter, with your product, I didn't have a single one.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take another phone call from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
God bless Putin and Tu-22 long-range bombers.
Well, what's really significant, though, is now U.S. warplanes are flying together with the Russian warplanes against the real terrorists in Syria. So this is going to be the end of this whole attempt to covertly use these terror groups to effect a regime change in Syria. The policy is gone. As soon as Trump was sworn on in, the U.S. doctrine in Syria went from we got to find a way to get Assad, and we're going to just help the Russians clean up this mess and try and forget it ever happened.
The only thing that's not gone is the neocon, neoliberal banker agenda, because by Trump winning is basically the decline of empire, where countries are going to start going on their own in terms of doing their own trade that's beneficial to each country's population,
yep.
not
yep.
as a total, because you can't have a globalist economy where it benefits one group over another, because that's why we got so much of the problems we have.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's money junkieism on a planetary scale. Soros' dream of a global government, global empire is falling apart. And he's out there, he's still flinging money. Apparently, some 50 of these groups that were behind this so-called Women's March are being funded by George Soros.
Yeah, George Soros, he's like a threat to actually national security, Mike, because you got MoveOn.org, Black Lives Matter. They, with the media, will stir up a revolution.
Soros is technically in violation of the USA Patriot Act, in that he's trying to encourage violence to coerce a change in the political agenda, and that's defined as an act of terror under the USA Patriot Act.
But you know what would defeat him and his group is, like Thomas Jefferson said, the most patriotic thing somebody can do is be a well-informed citizen. You know, we have a lot of, I hate to say it, in our country, ill-informed citizens. You know, Mike, and there's a lot more than there was, but there's still a lot of work to do, and people shouldn't give up.
Oh, no, we're not giving up. We're winning. This is the year of the rise of the independent media. And, yes, there are a lot of useful idiots and morons still out there who are still convinced what they see on the TV screens from CNN and MSNBC has some connection with reality. But they're crumbling.
And it's just like the extremist feminists.
Their claims are getting more and more hysterical and extreme, still trying to grab people's attention. And once you reach that point where you're just having to get more and more outlandish in your claims, you're basically in the final throes of collapse.
Is it, like, extremely dangerous? Not all of the protesters, but there's a small amount, brown shirt tactic fascist. Isn't it amazing how they call Trump a fascist? Who's the ones on the street? That's simple to see, even on the news. You can use against them. So when they show all these protesters on the street, it shows you the brown shirt tactics that a small element use. But unfortunately, the brown shirt element gets more attention. You know what I mean? Because they use that as a weapon.
Yeah, that's exactly why they do it. They don't think Donald Trump is really a fascist. He's obviously a capitalist. Okay, but they know the word carries an emotional burden with it. Oh, he's a Nazi. He's a fascist. He's a misogynist. He's this, and they're just throwing words to carry negative connotations, and people will just latch onto that and say, "Oh, well, CNN told me he's a reincarnation of Hitler. It must be so. CNN wouldn't lie to me." But the reality is, the words are not accurate descriptions. They're being chosen purely for their emotional weight.
And Mike, real quick, I want to switch over back to Russia and China real quick.
Yes.
Russia is the largest supplier of energy needs to China, and that's going to be growing more moving forward, because they are, like I said before, they are the next empire.
Yes.
The West is in decline. The East is in revival there.
Okay. All right, Dustin, got to let you go. Got to take a break. Back with one more phone call. Then we're going to close the phone lines, because I got a bunch of news I need to get through. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close the lines for a while because I got a bunch of news to get through. Frank in Pennsylvania, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, Mike. Yeah, the Women's March on D.C., I think it's totally scripted because the subject matter they were not allowed to speak about is a subject matter that affects all of us. For an example, they didn't call about pulling out of Afghanistan. We've been there for, what, going on 16 years now? The these ridiculous wars that we, all these foreign entanglements were in. And it was a woman that was from Palestine. And I was hoping she had the guts to speak the truth. But she completely avoided the issue of aid to Israel, which we just signed a pact over 10 years. I believe it's $38 billion.
Yes.
About the, letting go of the Israeli spy, Jonathan Pollack, allowed to go back into Israel, I believe he was allowed to.
Well, this woman's march, I mean, they didn't have anything substantive. It was all Trump is bad, Trump is this, Trump is evil, white men are evil. This so-called all-inclusive women's march refused to allow a pro-choice women's group to take part. And it was just all about screaming and crying that their liberal utopia is coming down around their ears.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing that struck me is one of the speakers said that a woman only makes 78 cents to a man. Now, if that was true, corporate America would be laying off all men and hiring women at a lower wage to increase their corporate profits. It's just unfathomable to think what they're saying. If that was a true statement, my goodness, women would be the premium to be hired because you can pay a lower wage.
You're absolutely right here. And that claim that women are only making 70 cents to a man's dollar is a cooked number, like the unemployment figures. And part of what offsets it is the fact that, you know, men are expected to go to work and follow that career path. And, you know, the stay-at-home dad is still a very, very rare thing to see here. But women will get into business and they'll work those lower-level, lower-paying jobs. And then they decide maybe that they, you know, they want to get married and have children. And they drop out before they reach those higher-paying jobs. So it isn't this evil male patriarchy. It's just the economic realities of a workforce that, as it ages, tends to be more and more predominantly male.
I agree. Absolutely, Mike. Great points. But like I said, this wasn't a true march for women's rights. I believe this was a scripted, staged event, and they were told to avoid the subject matter that really, really Americans should be talking about.
Well, they avoided the subject matter of anything that perpetuates the globalist agenda, because that's why Soros was signing the checks. And more people are saying we have to be very careful. They're not trying to set up a new Maidan here to bring down our elected president by violence and impose a dictatorship on us. And it's a possibility, although I don't see it as likely to succeed here because people are better informed. They're communicating with each other. Now, since the end of World War II, the U.S. government has succeeded at these covert operations only about half the time. They don't have a really good batting average on it. The last big one they tried was Iran in 2009, and that one fell flat on its face, and I think it's going to fall flat on its face here. Anyway.
Thank you so much, Michael.
All right, Frank, we're going to let you go here. We're going to close the phone lines. I need to get into some stories here. So everybody is talking about Donald Trump. He's already out there signing executive orders. He signed one to basically say everybody has to pull back from this enforcement of Obamacare, and I think that they ought to just remove that IRS penalty right now so that people can go to health insurance companies that are not necessarily in compliance with Obamacare, where they'll probably get a much better deal on that one here. Now, Rudy Giuliani is out there, and he's getting fed up with the corporate media right now, and he says it's time for the corporate media to just come on out. All of these prostitutes and correspondents and the network anchors, it's time for them to stand up and admit they have an anti-Trump bias, they have a pro-liberal bias, and everybody sees it, and it's kind of pointless for them to pretend that we're not all seeing it. And Giuliani is saying that the venom coming out of corporate media is just enormous, and he's absolutely right. We're literally seeing a war between the White House and the corporate media, and between the independent media and the corporate media, and it is a metaphorical war to the death. Now, apparently somebody over at the U.S. Department of the Interior, the National Park Service, apparently during the inauguration ceremony, tweeted out something that was not very flattering of Donald Trump. They've now been forced to apologize on that. Guys, Trump is now the boss, and You should remember that. Now, everybody's talking about Madonna. She got up there. She was using the F word. It went out live all over these TV news networks, getting them into trouble, and talked about blowing up the White House. And everybody said there should be an investigation, and the Secret Service says, yes, they're going to investigate Madonna for saying she wanted to blow up the White House. Now, Madonna is backpedaling now. She's gone out on her little Instagram account saying, well, it's out of context, you know. When I'm saying I want to blow up the White House, you're just taking in the wrong way here. It's wildly out of context. No, it isn't Madonna. That was not much gray area in there when you say you want to blow up the White House. Now, getting on to the Women's March, as that last caller was saying, it is a scripted joke. These people are, for the large part, being paid to be there. We all know about all the ads that were in all the Craigslist and all the rest of that. And there was this wonderful video, it's up at whatreallyhappened.com, where this female reporter for a conservative news site is talking to all these Women's March protesters saying, do you think Trump should be impeached for the rape of Juanita Broderick? Oh, yes, we got to get rid of Trump. He raped Juanita. How about Paul Jones? Oh, yeah, we did that. Clue time? Okay, that was Bill Clinton who was accused of raping Juanita Broderick and Paula Jones and all those other women. These people marching in the Women's March don't have a clue. They don't know anything about what's been going on. They're just there for a paycheck or to get their face on TV or so they can feel, I was out there marching in Washington, D.C. Now, some of the signs are very clever and insightful, and some of them make no sense at all. There was a woman out there with a sign that says, I dream women will one day have the same rights as guns. What on earth does she mean by that? Does that mean if I ask a woman out on a date, I have to wait 15 days for a background check before we can go out? Does it mean if I'm on a date with a woman, I can't take her into a shopping mall or any other woman-free zone? If I take a woman out for a drive, do I have to lock her in the trunk? I mean, it's nonsense. And you know how to get a feminist really, really angry at you? Just dare them to name one legal right men have that women do not. They can't, and they get flustered, and they say, oh, but we're discriminated against. We're this, we're that. I'm not a success because of you evil straight white males. It's identity politics. It's victimhood. These people want a reason to not take responsibility for their own life decisions, and that's what the liberals trade in. Yes, you're a druggie and you're this and you're that, but it's not your fault. And if you will give me money and vote for me, I will give you special legal protections against your imagined oppressors. By the way, did you know that Linda Sarsour, who's a co-founder of this Women's March, defends Sharia law? She's out there tweeting, saying Sharia law is reasonable once you read the details. It makes a lot of sense. Really? Does that include genital mutilation? It's amazing. Now, apparently an anti-Trump protester made a mistake, thought a white person standing next to them was a white supremacist who was going to attack him, and he shot the guy. Now, I felt threatened. I felt threatened. It's okay for me to shoot. And the police have got him. Investigation. Now, Sheila Gunn Reid was a reporter for the Rebel Media and was assaulted at the Women's March. This guy just comes on up and just punches her. Whatever happened to love Trump's all and tolerance and all this other stuff the liberals say? So basically, the Rebel Media put out a $1,000 reward for information leading to the perpetrator's arrest. And it worked, thanks to the age of the internet. They found the guy, Dion Buse, and now he's been arrested. See, that power of the internet works both ways. Now, I think the nadir of all of this nonsense was hit. There's a video This was caught on video, where there was a discussion, not violent, a discussion going on between pro-Trump and anti-Trump protesters. And one of the anti-Trump protesters set a Trump supporter's hair on fire. You can see it right on the video. Just reaches up with a cigarette lighter and flicks it. And they beat the flames out on this girl's back. But I mean, that right there, seriously, they literally set her hair on fire. Burn the heretics, burn the heretics. Get all these conservatives, these straight white males, and tie them to the stake and burn them. Seems to be the mindset out there. And like I said, Donald Trump is actually better off just letting these people continue to destroy their own public image. Remember what I said a while back about liberals being arrogant in their ignorance? Apparently, there was a situation where there was this woman getting ready for a plane flight, and she found she was sitting next to a Trump supporter, and she makes a big scene. How dare you? You know, this, and demands that the Trump supporter be thrown off the airplane. And to their credit, the flight crew threw the woman off. And we're seeing this in a lot of places where these Hillary supporters are getting on public transportation. They see a Make America Great hat. They cause a ruckus, and they're being asked to leave. Now, apparently, at the Women's March over in Berlin, the women's group was chanting Allahu Akbar or Aloha Snack Bar or whatever it is that they say. So even the foreign media is looking at this and saying, what the heck is going on here? And there was an article that came out of the Danish media confirming what we already knew, that George Soros wrote the checks for most of this to happen. So you have all these people running around Inauguration Day. They're breaking windows at the Bank of America. They're breaking windows at the McDonald's. And they're out there saying, yes, we're protesting. It's our First Amendment. No, it isn't. The First Amendment does not give you a right to be violent, only to speak and to be heard. And so the 230 protesters who were arrested for committing violence on Election Day are going to be charged with felony rioting. That carries a potential 10 years in prison and a $25,000 fine. And I can just see these 230 people already out there saying, Soros didn't warn us about that. Is he going to post the bail money? Will he pay the fines? No, he's not. Because you're a useful idiot, and your use is now over. Now, I'm going to speculate here that Donald Trump is going to wait for all of this stuff to calm down, and then he's going to commute all these sentences. Because the last thing he needs is a couple of hundred liberal martyrs in prison. And that would be the smart thing for him to do. And Donald, while you have your commutation pen out, I'd like to put in a plug for Leonard Peltier. He really deserves to be let out of prison, especially since it doesn't appear he committed the crime he was convicted on. So basically, Paul Joseph Watson is out there saying, you need to remember the thing about democracy is you don't cancel it when you don't get the result you wanted. And if that's the way you want to live, maybe you should be living somewhere else like North Korea. Boy, do you remember in the run-up to the election and the big stink they were all making about, you know, Trump might not gracefully accept the outcome of the election. And then Trump won the election. And hoo boy, did the Hillary supporters and the liberals just go ballistic. Not our president, not our president. Now, as I mentioned before, a lot of observers around the world, and this article is from FortRust.com, are saying we could be looking at an attempt to start a Maidan here in the United States of America. A color revolution bought and paid for by George Soros to use violence and civil unrest to drive Donald Trump from power, to drive the entire democracy from power, and replace it with a dictatorship. Because it doesn't look like Soros is ready to give up yet. Now then, by the way, some of the women who organized that women's march against Trump marched during the day and that same night went to the inaugural event somehow or other. They had invitations. Seems like a double standard. I hate Trump. I hate Trump. Oh, I'm sorry. I got to go. Trump's throwing a party. Now, David Brock, who is basically the founder of Media Matters, which is funded by George Soros, is out there already setting the stage. We have to impeach Donald Trump for high crimes and misdemeanors. And they're grasping at straws. They're already out there saying that Donald Trump may be in violation of the Emoluments Clause because some of his buildings, his offices in his real estate, which is now under the control of his sons, by the way, are rented by foreign governments. And that represents a form of foreign corrupt payments. I mean, compared to the Clinton Foundation, that's pretty low key. Now, speaking of the Clinton Foundation, the foundation is pretty much at this point dead. As soon as Hillary lost the election, all of those foreign donations just stopped, dried up. So Hillary is out there planning her next move. Out there talking about having more books ghostwritten for her, speaking tour, and apparently is dealing with the reality that she will not return to public life anytime soon, possibly for the remainder of her life. We still don't know about what's really going on with her health. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more news after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And an alert listener just wrote in and mentioned the executive order that Donald Trump signed regarding Obamacare apparently does, in fact, end the IRS penalties. So you are now free to go on out and find health insurance that is going to work for you. Instead of this one-size-fits-all, let's make the health insurance companies rich scam that we've all had to live under. Now then, moving on here, the intelligence community, or at least its leadership, seems to be at war with Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump has made a point of saying the friction is political. The top-level appointees and the ordinary rank-and-file members of the intelligence community don't really seem to have a dog in this particular hunt. But there's going to be some changes around town. First of all, Brennan's out. He's now former director of the CIA. And Trey Gowdy has now been appointed to the House Intelligence Committee, which gives him legal authority for oversight on these various intelligence agencies. And so Trey Gowdy is now in a position to go on in and say, where was your proof when you did this story about Donald Trump and the prostitutes? And that thing just went all over the globe. My wife is a big fan of the Graham Norton show on BBC. And we watched the last segment on the DVR, and he's opening up with this story as if it's true. So all of a sudden, I'm not such a big fan of Graham Norton here. Now, Sean Spicer has had his first official press conference as White House spokesperson. And basically took the entire corporate media to task for their incessant lies. And right now, there literally is a war going on between, who's going to arrogate the mantle of trustworthy news reporter. And one of the big issues, of course, was that ginned up photo, trying to make it look like hardly anybody showed up to Trump's inaugural. And we know that the photo that they were showing of Trump's inauguration was actually taken a few hours before. And apparently this was from Reuters. And Reuters is saying, well, we were the only ones up there on the top of the Washington Monument. No, they weren't, because the other image that we have showing a huge crowd was from CNN, from the top of the Washington Monument. Apparently these people are so used to lying, they can't even start to tell the truth. Maybe they're afraid we'll figure out how to tell the difference here. But the time has come to acknowledge fully for all of us, and this includes Donald Trump himself. Corporate media lies to us, has lied to us all along. We've spent our entire waking life being lied to by that corporate media. And it's time to go on back and look at what else they've lied about, including wars of aggression and Israel. We'll be right back.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.